Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's also looking rather turbulent over in the Forex space. And since it's Forex Friday, we're going to take a look at some of the big movements in the Forex space. And with the U.S.-China trade relations getting frostier and frostier, it seems that the Chinese yuan has now hit its weakest levels, that is, in 4 months. And there is a continued flight to safety over the Japanese yen, the Japanese currency now at 109.63 against the U.S. dollar. And we haven't even touched on the euro or the British pound and the other major currencies around the space. A lot to tackle today, so we're going to need a little bit of help. And once again, on Forex Fridays, we're joined by FXTM's Lukman Atunaga from London to talk about all of these movements. Lukman, good morning to you guys over there in London.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here again. It's always a pleasure.
Let's start off with China, since we have to start off somewhere. The U.S.-China trade war is heating up again, and we're seeing, or getting more frosty, that is. China has said that they aren't really interested in continuing negotiations. But what really caught a lot of people's eyes are that over the last 2 weeks, we've seen the yuan continue to weaken, partly because they've set the midpoint at their weakest in about 4 months, but also because of these strains of the U.S.-China trade war, for lack of a better term. From your vantage point, how bad can it get for the Chinese yuan, which is currently the onshore rate at 6.88 against the greenback?
Well, when we talk about trade talks, you compare it to the British weather. Depressing, disappointing, and just truly unpredictable. There's been so much twists and turns in recent weeks, and frankly, this has actually placed many investors in an emotional roller coaster ride. We can see the effects are quite apparent today with the onshore and offshore yuan. And what's happening right now is risk aversion. I think investors are seeing that things are not getting better, and there's a risk of trade tensions hitting a dangerous tipping point and threatening economic growth, global growth and stability. And this is forcing market players to offload emerging market currencies, you know, such as the Chinese yuan, to rush to safe haven assets such as the Japanese yen, gold, and Swiss franc.
And I'm glad you brought up the Japanese yen there, because you're right, there is a flight to safety. And I think equity traders will be interested in hearing your thoughts on this, Lukman. We're seeing that the Japanese yen is now at 109.63 against the U.S. dollar, continuing to strengthen today. Some other analysts we've spoken to before have said that the Japanese yen might see a support or at about 109 before we start seeing a resurgent weakness for the currency. But let me get your thoughts. Do you think there's a chance that it could actually even fall below 109? To the U.S. dollar and continue to strengthen to even maybe 108?
Well, with the Japanese yen, we know that the yen is a trader's best friend in times of uncertainty. But when we're looking at the Japanese yen in particular, the dollar and the yen, the dollar is seen as a safe haven, so is the yen. So we can actually see a fierce tug of war between both. When we're dealing with this, though, it's more of technicals right now. 109 is indeed a very important support level. Should we see a weekly close below this level, this may open a path to further downside. But as we said earlier, the fact that risk aversion is also strengthening the dollar, this could be a rough tug of war.
All right, we're still speaking to Lukman Atunaga of FXTM. He's joining us all the way from London, the UK, today. Let's shift over to some of the currencies closer to your home, Lukman. And there is one, we're grasping at straws, but there might be one area of possible hope amidst these these global trade tensions. It seems that there is a chance that auto tariffs might be suspended for the next 6 months, which could bode well or give some breathing room to automakers in Europe, in Japan, in Korea. But let's talk about any impact of these just easing trade tensions, perhaps, between the U.S. and EU on the euro. How does this play into that? Or is this a bit of a nothing burger when it comes to the euro's assessment?
I mean, there's many ways we can look at this. I mean, let's talk economics and break things down. We know that Germany is the biggest economy in the Eurozone, and roughly like 47% of GDP from Germany is from exports. So when we had the reports of auto tariffs being delayed, this was a welcome development, especially to major automakers in Germany. Now, when we consider the fact that Germany has actually rebounded into growth, this is quite good for the nation. But when we're looking at things in the bigger picture, there's many things in different parts of the Eurozone that are weighing heavily on the euro. And when we consider the fact that the European Central Bank remains dovish and cautious, the outlook for the euro continues to tilt to the downside despite the delay of the auto tariffs.
All right. And let's shift now to another safe haven here at Lukman. Again, gold. What do you think is more vital to determining gold's direction now? Obviously, is it that safe haven play? But some other analysts have also pointed out that gold happens to be a play on interest rates and monetary policy. Can you help us understand what the blend is of these two factors on gold and which one might outweigh the other when assessing gold's direction?
Yeah, I have a confession. I've actually been quite bullish on gold for quite a while.
I think you've mentioned that before, actually. Look, yes, but go on.
Yeah, so with gold, we know that right now one of the primary drivers that, you know, will determine gold's outlook for this year is the Federal Reserve. You know, if the Federal Reserve continues to maintain a dovish stance and actually move forward with cutting rates as markets expect, this will heavily support gold. Also, U.S.-China trade tensions. But in the near term, the reason why we're seeing gold trading lower today may be mostly due to, you know, the dollar stabilizing. So while gold bulls have lost the battle this week, the war still rages on.
All right. And look, I can't let you go without asking you about this, given the fact that you're in London at the moment. I'm reading news on the BBC News today that there are talks, the ongoing Brexit talks between the Tories and Labour might set to close with no deal. I know you're a bit fatigued to talk about the British pound, but how about it? What kind of impact will this have on the sterling? Or has this already been priced in amidst all of the, dampened sentiment with regards to Brexit talks and how exhausting they've been over the last few years?
Yeah, with Brexit, I think I said this before, Brexit has turned into what it feels like one of those really extended TV shows that everybody just wants to come to an end. There's a lot of fatigue on it. And even though we had reports today, we could actually see that the pound US dollar is trading lower. That Brexit uncertainty is still going to be a major theme. However, though, I don't think that the risks of a no-deal Brexit have been fully priced in. Probably as time goes on and investors come to, you know, terms with such becoming a reality, then we can see the British pound sink low against the dollar and other major currencies.
All right, Lukman Natunaga from FXTM, thank you so much for joining us this Friday.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.